It's being interpreted as another sign of the fractured relationship between Australian authorities and the Muslim community. The Australian Federal Police has confirmed it's cancelled its annual Eid dinner to mark the end of Ramadan. The event was called off after Muslim community leaders vowed to boycott it, as Lindy Caron reports.
It was supposed to be a night of celebration at a waterside venue in Sydney, but after a petition gathered more than 800 signatures calling for a boycott, the AFP has now cancelled its annual Eid dinner. A letter from the AFP's community liaison team confirmed the decision.
The AFP has hosted events to celebrate the end of Ramadan for a number of years in Sydney and around Australia. With regard to an AFP Eid dinner for 2015, the AFP has consulted with community representatives and as a result has made the decision not to proceed with an event in Sydney this year.
The online petition calling for the boycott was set up by a group called Concerned Muslims Australia. It encouraged all Muslims to stay away from the events in Sydney and Melbourne. It said an Islamophobic atmosphere exists as a direct result of the actions of police and government agencies. Lawyer Lydia Shelley didn't sign the petition, but she says she can understand why others did.
I think it's important now more than ever that the AFP and the Australian government sit down and actually come to the table in a genuine consultation manner and then start engaging with us on a level foot, basically.
Are you suggesting the Eid dinner wasn't a genuine effort to do that?
Many people in the community were wondering how they can sit down and break bread with the very agency that has dealt a lot of harm to the Muslim community in how they've gone about conducting certain criminal investigations. And largely the consultations and engagement that does take place is usually at the end of a baton, as opposed to any holistic programs or any holistic relationship and understanding.
The petition said the AFP event would create a false image of cooperation, harmony and trust, which couldn't be further from the truth. Lydia Shelley says she's concerned about the relationship between the Muslim community and government agencies.
Yes, definitely. I think it can be mended, but only if both sides of the table come in genuine, with a heart of genuine consultation and engagement. But the other issue is as well, what is the point of holding an iftar dinner? What is it trying to achieve? If it's trying to say that they understand the community, well, again, I think that's a very simplistic and dangerous idea that you can understand a whole community based on sitting down and having a few dates and a drink of water.
Lawyer Lydia Shelley, ending Lindy Caron's report.